This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
To discuss the world around us for Thursday, June 23rd, another hour of conversation. This hour I consider to be more about the in-depth coverage of certain things, so you can perhaps form a better opinion about things, maybe a little bit more than what you knew about it. You may have some superficial damage. All right. That's interesting to look at it that way, isn't it, huh? Superficial information. Our 2020 News Quiz question is aimed at really digging around in a story that many people will have some information on, and then through the answering of the question, which comes up at about 20 minutes past the hour, there is a relationship to more information that I can find out from you, and you maybe can find out from me. So let us proceed forward to this teenager from Indiana, arrested yesterday for trying to join Daesh and therefore commit acts of terrorism on U.S. soil. Here's a local news report.
A teenager from Indiana has been arrested for plotting to join ISIS. The FBI says Akram Musleh of Brownsburg made arrangements to fly to Turkey, and he communicated online with suspected terrorists about his desire to join the group. 3 years ago, Musleh posted terrorist-related videos online and was questioned by the FBI. And just last month, he searched online for directions on how to make explosives.
All right, so does that mean it's time to go get him? Akram Musleh. M-U-S-L-E-H. Now that name will give more fodder to those who agree with others who think we need to shut down the border. We need to not have people who come into our country who are Muslims or have names that sound like Muslims. I didn't say it was a good idea. I didn't even say it was intelligent. But it is an idea that has really solid, strong national support in certain corners. Certainly, that has been what Donald Trump has suggested. He's never suggested that we not let them in. He's suggested, if you get the whole story, that we curtail allowance until we get things straightened out. I don't know if there's more of a definition of getting things straightened out, but certainly when things happen like this, it doesn't do a lot for the PR movement to give Muslims a chance. You know, the old, let's give peace a chance, let's give Muslims a chance, even though not all Muslims are the same. You know as well as I do that many people think they are. Like we think all Christians are the same, or we think all Jews are the same, or we think all actors are the same, or we think all people that work in the post office are the same, or we, you know, just go into any category you want. We categorize people. We put people into boxes. And so with us right now, pretty much across the board, with some exceptions, but there are more people than not, it seems to me, at least from my circle of conversation, there are more people who want to just stop letting Muslims into the country because they're a problem, so they think. Anybody with a name like that, it doesn't sound like an American to me, Akram Musleh, that's an American name. What the heck's the story here? He was ready to get onto a Greyhound bus to go to New York and there get on a plane to go to the Middle East, planning to join Daesh. FBI agents have been tracking him for quite a long time. So one wonders when you see this if there aren't, Kara, a lot of people who are your age and younger that are being tracked by the FBI because of their either statements, their movements, what their expressed ideas are, what their background is, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So could we say that, and I don't know, I have not put my finger on whether this person was born in the United States of parents who came here But it's clear that a lot of the younger teenagers, anyway, who decide they want to go, girls and boys, we've heard plenty of these stories this year already, half a dozen that I can think of or more, of people who are teenagers, want to get out of school, school's over, okay, I'm bored, I'm getting on a bus, I'm going to get on a plane. Where do you get the money to buy a ticket? Is he working? If he's working, does that show he's relatively solid, or is he one of these people that just spends all his time after school being angry and plotting, doesn't like his parents, doesn't like his friends? There's a similarity between these people who are teenagers and the fella who did what he did down in Orlando a week and a half ago. Then, and the name is something that they're that rings similarity, but there also are things that they've done. So now the FBI, it seems to me, is trying to make up for lost time because they screwed up with the fellow that did what he did down in Orlando. They didn't follow him. They allowed him to get guns, but he was older, I think, by 10 years than this kid. But the FBI maintains that he was planning to join Daesh. He's accused of communicating with Daesh sympathizers about committing terror acts on U.S. soil. The targets that they found with him were places in Florida and Indiana. So is Disneyland, this is going to be a tough year for Disneyland. This could be a tough year for Florida tourism. If the more of these stories come out that suggest that kids like this or older adults have been plotting or planning or thinking, yep, Florida's a good target because there are so many people at Disney World. Wow. Ticket, the only good thing to come out of that is ticket prices go back down again because people won't want it there. It'll affect them. It really will. Never mind the happiest place on earth. It will affect their business. So how do they, if you were Disney, how would you combat this sort of thing? How would you keep your properties, whether they be in Los Angeles County or not, it's not Los, it's Anaheim, so that's Orange County, or in Florida or wherever it may be, that there are lots and lots of people who come together? Is it only those places? No, baseball games, it's events like yesterday, the celebration in Cleveland. I don't know if there were special police on duty yesterday for the Cavaliers celebration in Cleveland, but this just rolls into us getting more uptight. Do you just live your life and not worry about it? That's the way I approach it. I don't really think about these things other than when I'm talking to you about them on the air. These things have little play in my mind. They certainly don't dominate. The images of this kid do not dominate my thinking or take over what it is. I'm doing my business during the rest of the day, living my life, working on the farm, having dinner with my loved ones. This stuff that once in a while comes up at conversation and dinner. I think actually it did last night. But that was a very quick conversation. On to the next thing. So you can choose to live your life in fear if you want to. There's a lot of energy behind the words that are being used to describe these people. Terrorism, for example. What kind of a word is that? What do you think of that word? And what is it that makes you, that puts you off? Is that word? Divorce is another word that you have. There's energy around it. Refugees. Think about that. Hispanic. I'm just pulling words out of the sky that have energy around them. Think about that as we think about this a little bit more in our mind. Quarter past the hour on Good Day. In a moment, the 2020 News Quiz question up and coming on Good Day.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon shooting buggy riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
It's go time at your local Victory Motorcycle Dealer, the home of modern American muscle. Get into the saddle of the most powerful American V-twin motorcycles with special offers through the month of June, including a $1,000 trade-in allowance, plus up to $2,000 customer cash on select cruisers, baggers, and touring bikes. Ready, set, it's go time right now at your local Victory Motorcycle Dealer or online at victorymotorcycles.com. Offers valid in U.S. and Canada, subject to credit. Valid on new 2013 through 2016 models. Good through 6/30/16. Certain restrictions and exclusions apply. See dealer for details. Never drink and ride.
Like a lot of you, I used to struggle with my rest. That was before I met Mike Lindell and was fit for My Pillow. This is a different story now. My Pillow is fit to me. It'll be fit to you. How you sleep, how you're on your side or your back. My Pillow fits perfectly. At night, you move the patented My Pillow fill to the right place for you. It supports your head, your neck. It'll cradle you, and you'll get a great night's sleep. This is a life changer. My Pillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. And the patented fill stays put. You'll like it, and you'll sleep like a baby. Here's the special offer. Buy one My Pillow, and you'll get another one for your partner free. Two pillows for the price of one. Don't get another bad night's rest. Call 800-874-8985. That's 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for your free pillow. Start sleeping better right away. Call 800-874-8985 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code DS.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. We're moving offices, and it's a giant pain in the...
Bubble roll?
What?
Well, Staples has bubble roll, packing tape, all kinds of boxes, everything you need to move, and all at low prices.
Great. That's a giant load off my...
Packing peanuts?
No.
Shrink wrap?
No, but now moving will be a walk in the...
Packing tape?
Sure.
Get low prices on everything you need to move at Staples. And right now, small boxes are just $1 when you buy five or more. Staples. Make more happen. Offer valid on same SKU only.
Don't be a wantrepreneur. If you're ready to become an entrepreneur, Benetrends Financial can help. Benetrends' proven and innovative funding strategies help real entrepreneurs like you get the funding you need quickly, safely, and economically so you can finally purchase that business of your dreams. Get started today. Call 866-423-6387 or visit Benetrends.com. That's Benetrends.com. Benetrends Financial, funding for the life of your business.
All right, 18 at the hour, Doug Steffens, Good Day program. There are two questions that I have for you as sort of a bonus. Life is good when you do the work is the book that has been written by Maria Trilogy that I so find informative, enlightening, great essays. And certainly in there you're going to find one, two, three, four, maybe a number of them that apply to you and will give you a good start, something that I read a piece of every day in the morning as I get started. So there are two questions that you can answer, and you answer one of them. Let's give two of the copies of the books away, one to an answer to the first question, one to the answer for the second question. 888-302-3684. Question number one, National Hockey League has developed a relationship with a new city. There's a new team in what city? What city has a new hockey franchise? 888-302-3684. Want to know what the name of the city is that has a new NHL franchise. Okay, so that's question number one. Question number two, what car brand has landed on top of the J.D. Power initial quality study for 2016? This is a surprise to many people who have known the brand. And they have thought in the past the brand was a pile of crap. Well, it isn't anymore, and I will attest to it. I was one of the people who bought one of these cars way back when for a friend. I think the car cost me brand new $3,400. What a piece of junk it was. All right, so question number one, what city has welcomed a new hockey team? Question number two, what car brand has landed on top of the J.D. Power quality study for this year? Both questions now in your mind. Now you probably know, and people immediately kind of come up with the answer. You know it, or I saw that, and then you kind of look it up. Whatever you want to do, 888-302-3684. That's 888-302-DOUG. If you have the answer, you get a swell prize. That's the way it works. So you'll work on a little bit. We'll have the answers from you a little bit before 20 before the hour. It's 21 after the hour now here on Good Day.
In the front part of the home. At one point, they went inside.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Second chance at life for Wednesday. Getting physical with Olivia Newton, John. She's one of the perkiest. Is that a word that I ought not to use, ladies? Is what is the word if it's not perky?
As long as it's in reference to her personality and not anything
yes,
else, then it's
exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, what else would it be in reference to? Am I missing
Oops.
Something?
Yeah, oh. Every girl wants perky boobs, but...
I get it. Okay.
I thought that's why you were asking if perky was okay.
No, actually, it wasn't.
Oh.
No.
What did you think?
No,
oh, okay.
Well, perky, she has a perky personality. Her sound when she sings is kind of perky. She's very up-tempo.
Yeah.
Whether she's singing or whether she's just having an interview or conversation. I remember having her on the program. I thought she was very appealing in her attitude. At any rate, there was a story a couple of years ago about her boyfriend disappearing. Remember that? He was on a fishing trip, and I think this was maybe even 10, 11 years ago. It turns out that this fellow Patrick McDermott is alive and well, working on boats and living in a small beach town off the coast of Mexico. He didn't want to be recognized. I wouldn't have known this guy. I don't know anything about him other than he was her boyfriend. What was his claim to fame other than being her boyfriend? Is he an entertainer or a singer or something?
I think he was a cameraman. He was a cameraman, and they met.
What would give somebody somehow like that cause to think that people would recognize him? Well, I mean, he's not like he...
Well, I think he didn't think anyone would. Right. I think he didn't think anyone would. That's why he, you know, he was escaping child support from his first marriage. I remember my mom talking about, oh, isn't that so terrible? Poor Olivia Newton-John, her boyfriend disappeared, he drowned, he fell off a boat or whatever. I remember when that story came out, my mom likes Olivia Newton-John and was talking about that. But what a weird story. Why would you leave the country and leave your whole life for $30,000? That's what he owed in child support.
Yeah, right. If you're not, unless you're a nutcase. And my guess is this guy is a nutbird. He vanished during an overnight fishing trip off the coast of San Pedro in 2005. San Pedro, just a little south of Los Angeles, a little north of of what do you call it? What's the when I just we're right on
California. It's funny enough. California, right? Yeah.
No, what's the next? The big port is not Los Angeles, but the city that's south of Los Angeles, Long Beach. Thank you. Ding, 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 ding.
Oh, okay.
So San Pedro is just a little north of Long Beach. Anyway, so this guy filed for bankruptcy over the child support we were talking about. He had some other debts as well, but he actually only owed $30,000, $40,000, and he faked his disappearance? And what kind of choices did she make with this guy in the first place? He had to have been a boob from the very beginning. Anyway.
Yeah. They were on and off again, I think, for like 9 years.
Yeah. Yeah. People in Mexico say they have seen him working on boats. But once again, why would you recognize this guy?
Well, there was a private investigator who went down with his picture and said, have you seen this person? And they said, oh, yeah, that guy works on boats around here. It's not that they recognized him as her boyfriend. They actually recognized him because I think, not the FBI, but there was a private investigator that she hired and then some authority. Someone else was also down there looking for him.
Yeah.
Man. That's a weird story.
It is. It's almost to the point of who cares if it had been somebody other than Olivia Newton-John that he was connected to. But why this guy sounds like
her.
But I'm thinking
your boyfriend needs to get away that badly that for 30 grand
What do you know about? Yeah, you can borrow the 30 grand from her. What
right.
What does it take? I don't know. It's kind of weird. You're right. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
You can kill a few weeds without destroying civilization. The Successful Farming Radio Magazine is brought to you by Kubota. Where passion meets performance, Kubota can help you achieve more. Kubota, for Earth, for Life.
When it's time to get moving on your to-do list, Kubota's RTVX 1140 utility vehicle is ready. With Kubota's smart engineering, the RTVX 1140's unique K-vertical design allows you to change quickly from hauling cargo in the hydraulic dumping bed to carrying friends and family with a second row of seating. The RTVX 1140 is power, versatility, and a smooth ride in one sleek package. Visit your local Kubota dealer for low-rate long-term financing going on now. We are Kubota. This is what we do.
Futurist Brian David Johnson considers technology as an item in agriculture's toolbox. To those who believe it doesn't belong there, Johnson says that with any tool, there are right and wrong ways to use it.
You can't create a hammer sufficient enough to build a house and at the same time create a hammer that is not sufficient enough to bash somebody's head in. You just can't do it. But what I tell folks is we're not all dead. We don't go around bashing people in the head with hammers. The reason why is because we have culture. We have laws. We have ethics that say building a house with a hammer is a good thing, bashing somebody's head, and you're not allowed to do that.
Johnson does not shy away from controversial opinions about biotechnology.
The future involves everybody. The future involves people you don't agree with. It even involves people you don't like. But that's okay. That's actually what makes us stronger. And it makes us stronger as humans. It certainly makes us stronger as a country. And so, for me, I talk to both sides. I talk to the folks who are kind of pro and against. And my approach to it is, again, pragmatic. I look at it like an engineer, actually, honestly, like a farmer.
More tomorrow. For the Successful Farming Radio Magazine, I'm Daryl Anderson.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinic, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Consider you to be my friend. Hello. I'm Doug Steffen with my friend Kara Schillen, and all of you, they are listening to the Good Day program in this hour. In-depth questions and answers, ideas, solving problems, that sort of thing. That's what all our conversation is aimed at. Sometimes we are more successful at that than others. The state of California is a tinderbox. The state of Arizona is a tinderbox. State of New Mexico is a tinderbox. State of Nevada is a tinderbox. Areas in Texas are a tinderbox because of the heat, the warm, dry weather. There are millions of trees that have died in the last year because of all of, well, there's disease and there's weather. The severe drought in this area for years now, has been 4 or 5 years, a dramatic rise in the beetle infestation. The beetles kill these trees. The government's trying to do things about it by trying to kill them, but not successful. So the trees, if there's a fire, burn quickly. They're not able to get at them close enough, some of the harvesters, to get them down and use them for practical purposes, paper, a building, that sort of thing. So it's a real problem. And you wonder about the weather here and there. Maybe I'll get a weather report from some of the folks who are listening now as we answer our 2020 News Quiz question. First caller is Jess in Bedford, Virginia. Welcome to Good Day, Jess. Thanks for the call.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing Doing well, thank you. How's the weather there? How are you feeling about early summer 2016?
No, it's raining.
Oh, you got rain today. Good for you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, good. Nice weather.
Yeah, so you're not worried. It's good for farming. It's good for cooling things off as hot. So you're in a pretty good place, it seems, at least this morning, yes?
Oh, yeah. Yes, we are.
Good. Good for you. All right. So I asked two questions, the 2020 News Cruise questions, two of them today. One of them has to do with where the NHL has a new team. The second one has to do with this new brand. It's not a new brand. It's a brand that we've known for 27, 28 years, but it's really turned itself around. So the question is, what's number one on the J.D. Power survey of quality for cars in 2016? What's that brand?
I was about to say it was Fiat.
It was not Fiat. In fact, it was Kia, the South Korean company. What kind of a car do you drive, Jess?
I have a Mitsubishi.
Yeah. Why do you buy a Mitsubishi, or why do people buy Kias or any other brand that is not made in America? Why did you buy a Mitsubishi?
I travel about 45 minutes to get to work, and I get 40 miles to the gallon in this car.
How old is it?
It's a 97.
Wow. How many miles has it got on it?
209,000 miles.
Do any serious work? Have you had it since it was new?
No, I haven't had it since it was new. I bought it used.
I'm trying to find Mitsubishi on this study, the J.D. Power study of quality. It's interesting that Hyundai came in third. Porsche was second. Porsche was last year's winner. So Kia and Hyundai are up against, they put all the cars together. If you take the top five here, Kia is number one, Porsche number two, Hyundai number three, Toyota number four, BMW number five. Not one American car in the top five in terms of quality from J.D. Power. That's pretty amazing, isn't it? Yeah. And it's one of the things that we really have to grapple with here. Still, people's images of American cars. I drive Ford pickup trucks, but I drive a car made in England because I just have had, and this car's had plenty of trouble over the years, but I like them. I like Ford pickup trucks, and I like the Range Rover, so that's what I drive. But there are a lot of people who switch around, go back and forth trying to find something that's good. It sounds like you've been... So if you were to have trouble with this Mitsubishi after this time, would you go buy another used one, just like the one you're driving?
Yes, I would.
Yeah, see, a lot of people stay with it, something like that. You've had good... there's nothing anybody could argue with when it comes to this and you. I think that's a terrific story. All right. Well, we answered the question anyway, and we had a good conversation. Thanks very much for listening, Jess. Appreciate your being there. Here's Rob in Tennessee listening to Good Day. Hi, Rob.
Hey, man. How you doing?
I'm well, sir. How about you?
I'm doing great. Every day.
Is this a morning routine for you, listening to us as you get started going wherever you're going?
First time ever, man.
Really, it's the first time you listen to the program. Are you someone who lives there, or are you just listening as you drive across Tennessee?
Yeah, I'm just listening. I was kind of scanning the radio stations, came across you, and just kind of stayed there for a minute, right?
All right, so you stayed for a minute. Now let's see if you can answer the question. The question pertains to the NHL National Hockey League expansion team. To what city have they gone?
Las Vegas.
Yes, that is correct. The NHL announced yesterday Las Vegas would be the home of the 31st team starting in the 2017 season. Are you a hockey fan, Rob?
Not at all. Just have to be scanning again earlier tonight and heard that, and it just stuck in my head for some reason.
Uh-huh. What's your favorite sport?
I would have to say basketball, or before that, billiards. So I was a pool shooter, pretty avid pool shooter back in the day. So.
Really?
Yeah.
That's considered a sport. I always wonder about some of these things that are considered sports that aren't really physical. That's right. More mental, isn't it? I mean, that kind of a sport, using your brain.
Yeah. Yeah, strategizing, yeah.
Yeah, right, exactly. More important. So, yeah. In terms of basketball, what do you think of the Cavaliers having won?
I respect it, but I didn't want LeBron to get a title because I don't think he's an athlete, true enough, but I don't think he has the heart of a superstar. I never saw Michael Jordan fold. I've never seen Kobe Bryant fold and some of the greats even before their time. But I've seen LeBron, and he does not have that killer instinct like a lot of the previous superstars had. So I really don't respect his heart. He's got a hell of a body, but the heart's not there.
I think he's spoiled, frankly, it's interesting you mention that. I'm no expert when it comes to any sport, but I remember I was on the air in Ohio when he was taken from high school to go to play for the Cavaliers, and then he went to another team, and then he came back again, all that stuff. And I thought he acted like a kind of spoiled brat when he first went. He seems to have matured somewhat. I don't know about the heart question. I think he's pretty smart, or at least the people who are handling him are pretty smart. He's been active, and he seems to be pretty good at it, actually, personable. Yesterday morning I was talking about report that I'd seen from a friend of mine who's actually in the business, the promotion business, and he told me that LeBron is worth $60 million a year to the Cavaliers, not only in terms of what he brings into the house, but the various paraphernalia that's sold, things that, you know, are mementos of the team, all of the various things that are ancillary to making money besides winning basketball games. So he's making 30, but he's worth 60 to the team. I thought that was pretty interesting. And then it makes you wonder, doesn't it, about what the values of some of these other players as well?
Exactly. I mean, it's big money out there to play a game.
Yeah.
To be honest with you,
yeah. It is. It makes you. What do you do for a living, Rob?
I'm a truck driver.
Yeah. Okay. So does it ever bother you?
Truck driver, ex corrections officer, but truck driver now.
Why did you decide to forego the other stuff and get into the? Is the truck yours, or are you working for somebody?
I work for somebody. Did 8 years in Marines and kind of saw some of the things that went on, the way the government treated some of my fellow soldiers when I'm a veteran of the First Gulf War. So when a lot of them came back, man, I saw how the government treated them, and it really turned me off for a minute. Then I got out, went into corrections. I enjoyed it and worked in the state of Tennessee, 13 commander. Was over a maximum security unit at one time, but didn't really pay that well. But got off into trucking. I like it. My dad's a truck driver, pays good, and I'm with a really good company now, so this is where I'll be.
Are you doing coast-to-coast, or are you doing local?
Local. I'm home every day.
Yeah. Okay, good for you. All right, well, I'm glad you have made your acquaintance. I'm glad you found the program. I hope you'll find me more often now and listen to what it is that's going on here. Hold on just a second. Kara's going to get some information from you, and we'll send you that book, which I think will be something that you will actually quite like. Life is good when you do the work. Sounds like this guy's done the work on his life and got himself settled into a pretty good place. I hope that's your story as well. 44 past the hour. The Pope up next here on Good Day.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
That's negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1, but if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. I've made contact before. In fact, according to J.D. Power, they've provided award-winning client service for 6 years in a row.
Roger that, QL1. It's nice to know they're out there. wherever they are.
Detroit Control. They're in Detroit. Over.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Hey, I'm Paul, the guy who used to ask if you could hear me now on Verizon. Not anymore. I switched to Sprint. Yeah, you heard that right. I switched to Sprint. It's 2016, folks, and every network is great. In fact, Sprint's reliability is now within 1% of Verizon's. 1%! But Sprint is saving you 50% on most Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile rate plans. That's right. A great network, half the rate. I switched, and millions more have too. Can you hear that? Don't let a 1% difference cost you twice as much. Visit a Sprint store. Sprint.com/network or call 800-SPRINT-1 today.
Reliability claim based on third-party Drydust average savings until 5/31/18 after pay full amounts up to $30 activation fee credit and valid port and applies to Verizon plan 1-3-6-12-18-20-25-30-40-50 gigabytes. AT&T mobile share value 300 megabytes and 2-5-15-20-25-30-40-50 gigabytes. T-Mobile simple choice use 10 gigabytes. Carrier features differ. Plans exclude unlimited music and video streaming, data carryover, tethering and cloud options that other carrier plans may offer. See website for eligible plans. Limited time offer. Must choose from porting carrier rates. Offer coverage not everywhere for all phones. Restrictions apply.
The Dodge brothers weren't big on self-restraint, and thank goodness for that. Because when you're always pushing the limits, you engineer cars like the available 370-horsepower Dodge Charger with a TorqueFlite 8-speed automatic transmission. It's why Dodge is the only brand that grows as fast as it drives. One drive and you'll discover why Dodge is America's fastest-growing performance brand. Data is calculated using the latest available year-over-year retail vehicle registrations. Dodge is the registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time, all while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
All right, here we are at 48 minutes after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Pope Francis has invited a dozen refugees to come to the steps of St. Peter's Basilica during his general audience today. Here's a news report. This is a group of refugees. The Syrian thing is very much in question, in flux in Europe. So let's see if we can find out why he did this.
The Pope has invited a group of refugees onto the steps of St. Peter's Basilica in Rome. During his weekly audience on Wednesday, Francis called on Europe to welcome more migrants, saying they had suffered in their home countries. In April, the head of the Catholic Church brought back 12 Syrian refugees to the Vatican after visiting the Greek island of Lesbos.
So, the Pope thinks that we ought to, or the Europeans ought to, welcome more immigrants, more refugees, more migrants. The men, when they went to the Vatican, carried banners of the charity that's caring for them. There are a lot of charitable things. There are a lot of people raising money in ways like GoFundMe to help these refugees that are suffering from their countries. I said this on the air the other day after doing a quick bit of research. There are 65 million people who are refugees. One out of every 13 people on the planet is not able to live in his or her home. But what are we going to? What are we doing about it? We've created a situation. Nobody knows what to do about it. What a horror show, huh? 10 minutes for the hour. This is Good Day. I'm Doug Steffen.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one on suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Tech Talk time on Good Day. Here's something that I find very fascinating, Victoria. The technology used to find planets in our galaxy and galaxies beyond our galaxy. There's a story today of a new planet about the size of Neptune that is 500 light years away from our planet. The youngest fully formed exoplanet ever found. They talk about it being so close. Do the math. Okay. 500 light years, which is 182,000 feet per second. That's the speed of light. Times 60 seconds, times 60 minutes, times 24 hours, times 365 days. All right, you come up with a number and multiply that times 500, and this is supposed to be a close neighbor of ours, according to the Kepler Space Telescope, which is orbiting the sun. Pretty much, it's kind of next to us in a sense. This star, by the way, they figure is only about 10 million years old, suggesting that there is, at least on the cosmic scale, much more going on in the universe. You know, we all sort of think about the Big Bang happened, if in fact you believe in that. The planets are created, and here we are, 4.5-5 billion years later. That's how old the Earth is. But a new planet being formed? Well, apparently, according to this technology, there are new planets being formed all the time, every day. Somewhere out in the universe, which is so vast you can't possibly imagine it, the planet is identified as planet K233b. Very young. Story is is also trending on Twitter. It boggles your mind. It's great for the imagination, but it's also frustrating because we like to put everything in a box, and you can't put this kind of thinking in a box. It just doesn't work. It didn't work for me anyway. Maybe it works for you.
No, I'm not awesome at math, and so you already blew my mind with all the calculations.
In a moment, we answer the question, does your laptop battery keep dying? We fix the problem for you next year on Good Day.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
The following was recorded at a Burger King drive-thru at breakfast.
Morning, welcome to Burger King.
Let me get a sausage, egg, and cheese for sandwich.
Sure, right now they're 2 for $4, but is that how you say that?
Yeah, for sandwich.
Where I'm from, we say, cross sandwich! Try that.
Cross sandwich!
Oh, that took you 2 seconds. It took me years of practice.
I'm not you.
Piled high with thick-cut bacon or savory sausage, fluffy eggs, and melted cheese. Get 2 croissant breakfast sandwiches for just $4. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it 3 times. Studies show you need to hear something 3 times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, so Victoria, the batteries that keep dying in laptops, what does Google Chrome have to do with all of this? Apparently they're on the bad side of this story.
Yeah, apparently. So they've done some independent testing of 4 identical unplugged laptops, so no one had an advantage of being plugged in, and they wanted to test how long the battery life was, depending on what your internet browser was. And it turns out Google Chrome sucks a lot of your battery life.
Maybe we just stop right there. Google Chrome sucks. Period. Next sentence.
I personally don't really use Google Chrome very often, so
what do you
I have
use
a MacBook.
For search?
I use the default web browser on my MacBook is Safari, and so I find that Safari is good. But Google Chrome, 4 hours and 19 minutes until you drain your battery, which is not a lot of time. Mozilla Firefox, which is on that also was built in with MacBooks, that came second worst.
All right, so get rid of Google Chrome and your battery won't go dead. That's the way.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.